Well, greetings and welcome. Thank you for carving out some time in your busy day to join us here on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you. It is your show. This is EWTN Radio. Along with Debbie Giorgiani, I am Jerry Usher, coming to you live from Pope St. John the 23rd National Seminary in Weston, Massachusetts, where we are forming older men, later vocations. Sometimes some people call them second career vocations. We've got several dozen men in the house here, ranging in ages from 30 to about 70 years of age. So please keep us in your prayers and keep Debbie and all of the show team and everyone at EWTN in your prayers as well. Hey, Deb, how you doing?
Hello, Jerry. I'm doing well. Thank you so much. This is kind of a heavier topic. Mm-hmm. So I'm you know, a little bit, I've been praying about it because I know that when we do topics like this, it can get very emotional, you know, but also it can be very healing, and it can also be something that can help others. So, are we going to dive right in? So the question is, have you tried without success to have children? Mm-hmm. So have you tried really, really hard to have kids? You were open to life, and you wanted a family. You had envisioned a family your whole life. You got married thinking that was the next step, and you tried all sorts of things, prayers, everything, and it didn't work out. And then obviously you got older and older, so things changed. We just want to hear your story, the details of what you went through. Did you get closer to God? Did you get stronger in your faith? Did you really and truly understand maybe, you know, that everything happens for a reason, you know, or a purpose, and God has, you know, bigger plans or different existence for you in a way that maybe you were going to be a spiritual mother or father to many people, open a school or do something like that. So there's all this we want to hear the details of, but I know it can be very heavy and I know it can be uncomfortable, but I think it's necessary we have conversations so people can learn and grow. What do you say, Jer?
I agree. I come from a family. My parents could not have children for many, many years. And thanks be to God, my mother made some sacrifices to the Lord and prayed a lot to St. Gerard, and that's why I was named after him. My sister was the oldest. She was named after our Blessed Mother. And then I came along and was given the name Gerard. So maybe you prayed and prayed and prayed, and like my parents, you know, eventually God did bless you with children. But we're also asking today, you know, what your experience was like if you have tried, you know, without success to conceive and have children. Maybe you adopted. Maybe you went the adoption route because of that. There can be a lot of beautiful stories that come out of this amidst what has to be definitely heartache and pain. So yeah, we're diving a little deeper today. We do Give Us Your Best Clean Joke shows, and we do shows like this. So we cover the entire spectrum of human life because that's what you have indicated over 10 plus years that you want to talk about on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. So our number is 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986.
That is the number to call. We have Michael on the controls. We have Matt on the phones and Rich on social media. Jerry, please wave to everybody. And I just wanted to say, please, this is your opportunity to share your story, the heartache that comes with it, or the victory story, or the sense of deep understanding that you acquired through going through your journey. Your story matters. Please don't sit this out. If you feel comfortable, we're a very welcoming environment. We promise not to ask too much of, you know, be too intrusive. You share whatever you want. I also brought the prayer book out, so that could bring some added comfort. The number is 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986.
Well, we always say this on the show, and we really mean it, and we hope, we presume that you understand that this being your show, what you share on the airwaves on Take Two is going to impact a lot of people's lives. There are young couples, maybe not so young couples listening right now, would-be moms and dads, who have gone through this same experience that maybe you have gone through, and perhaps they're trying to make sense of it right now and how that impacts their relationship with God and sometimes their relationship with each other. You know, this can be a difficult issue between spouses, Boris, or can draw them closer together. So what has been your experience of, you know, trying without success to have children? You know, you could be changing the direction of lives and souls today with what you share, your wisdom, your lived experience. As Debbie said, it could be difficult, it'd be challenging, could be a little bit painful. We just invite you to share whatever you want to share, as little as you want or as much as you want, because this is your show, it's your platform. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986.
We do need to hear from you because you make the show, okay? So when you call in and you share your lived experiences, what you have gone through, then it changes lives. And believe me, Jerry and I, we hear it all the time. We get the emails that come in on a regular basis that tell us exactly how, you know, people's lives were changed just by tripping onto the station, hearing something, hearing a story, hearing a testimony, hearing somebody's journey through life has really impacted them. So please, you got to understand this. You're important. You don't have to be Catholic to call in. Okay, if you're hearing the sound of our voices, we consider you part of the Take-Two family, and we really mean that. So think about it, pray about it. You can use your confirmation name, another name. You can keep all the situations and people private, but just share if you've ever tried without success to have children and what was the outcome. We really and truly want to know, not because we're nosy, but because we really want to learn. 833-288-EWTN. We do have phone lines lighting up. 833-288-3986.
Yeah, perhaps like myself, I shared several minutes ago, I come from parents who tried and tried and tried to have children, could not for many, many years. And then all of a sudden, you know, God did bless them with children. Maybe that's been your experience. Or maybe you know someone, a couple that have been through the struggle to conceive and have been unsuccessful. Maybe you've been someone that they have leaned on through those what can be very, very challenging times. Maybe you've offered consolation, some words of encouragement that have helped. So again, it's a little deeper dive today on the program, but you've proven in the past that you are definitely up to it. As Debbie said, phones are ringing. Got a couple of open phone lines here. Share your story. Change some lives. Help some people today. 833-288-EWTN. 833-288-3986. We'll be right back to take your calls.
We're asking the question today, have you tried without success to have children? Please consider calling in and sharing your story. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Okay, before we get to the phones, and our first caller is going to be Nicole, who's going to lead I'm getting emotional already. Nicole, who's going to lead the discussion. So Nicole, hold on, don't go anywhere. Just wanted to share with our listeners, EWTN radio content is available on Instagram. Just go to Instagram and search EWTN radio. If you like what you see, we invite you to follow us for great short video content. Remember, EWTN is everywhere. Jerry?
Yeah, another scenario could be, and this has happened to a good mutual friend of mine and Debbie's, he and his wife could not conceive. They decided to go the adoption route, and about midway through the adoption process, guess what? They conceived and had a biological son. They went through with the adoption as well. So that happens a lot. We hear of situations like that. So do join us, 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. Debbie promised, and we'll go to Nicole next. First, actually, in southwestern Ontario, listening on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Nicole.
Hi. How are you guys?
All right.
We're doing well.
So happy that you called.
Thank you. Thank you for hosting today. I appreciate the topic.
You're welcome. So what would you like to share?
Just a little bit about my story. So about 16 or 17 years ago, I was dating my husband now, and discovered that I had ovarian cancer. And before I had my first surgery to remove the tumors that were on, ended up being on both ovaries, rewind to when we had been dating about 2 months. We had a discussion about the number of kids we wanted to have. And I'm like, I want enough for a soccer team. He's like, what, three? I'm like, no. I want, like, six. And I'm like, and then after that, I want to adopt. So even when we were in, like, the dating process, we knew that we wanted to adopt. Well, I really wanted to adopt. And he was open to it. And then we discovered that I had borderline ovarian cancer. And they just removed what they needed to and left as much of my ovaries and everything else as possible. And so for the first few years of marriage, about 2 years of marriage, we were trying to conceive. And it was quite an emotional roller coaster every month of, like, hope and then dashed hopes and then hope and dashed hopes. And the cancer ended up coming back, and it had spread to my uterus. So 2 more surgeries to remove everything. That was pretty hard to recognize that I wouldn't be able to bear children. And I think it was definitely through the grace of God that my husband and I were able to walk together in that, in love. He was actually quite a rock for me, where we had friends who would have become pregnant out of wedlock and just to be like, why is God blessing them and not me? And to recognize that if God has asked this of us, that he has a bigger plan in mind. And over the past 14 years, we have seen that play out, where there have been, unfortunately, roadblocks to us being able to adopt. But in that meantime, I've had friends and family who have little kids, and I've been able to do a 2.5-hour trek and stay for a week and support them when they've got a newborn who's not sleeping and be like, hey, I'm here to support you. So in those ways, I'm able to support people around me that I wouldn't otherwise be able to. If we had kids of our own, I wouldn't have been able to support these women and families and children in my life. Yeah, that's it in a nutshell.
Well, that's a beautiful nutshell that you shared, Nicole. God bless you, and we're sorry about the health problems that you've had and the difficulties, but you've really pointed out what kind of a heart that you have and your husband has as well, and that is, you know, you've got the beautiful maternal heart, if we can speak, you know, just directly to you right now, and you are living out, in a sense, like you said, sort of a maternal reality. Even though they are not your biological children, you're able to help other people, and that's, you know, we don't often understand the ways of the Lord. You know, the Bible says God's ways are high above our ways, and we sometimes have plans of our own and desires of our own, and yet God somehow fulfills those through different means that we maybe didn't expect to happen along the way. And it sounds like that's been the case definitely for you, Nicole.
Mm-hmm. It definitely has been, and there's definitely a lot of joy. There's still sorrow when people close have children, and I grew up imagining having our kids play mm-hmm. together, and mm-hmm. that's not only is it not happening biologically, it's not happening at all. If they've got kids, and I just don't. So, mm-hmm. yeah. But mm-hmm. overall, I would say there is great joy in being able to take that desire to love and to nurture and to apply it to those around me.
You know, Nicole, I it's interesting the choice of words that Jerry used, maternal reality, and I just, your heart just exudes that. You can see how you just have the most beautiful, loving, and giving heart. I got very emotional when you shared it. You started off the story about being diagnosed with ovarian cancer. That had to have been a blow. It had to have been a huge blow. And I just, my heart, I felt so bad that you had to go through that, because that really does... That really does change and redirect how you look at your future, your life. But The one thing I'm picking up on what you're sharing is the your tone of voice. You sound like you're very much at peace. And you said you still when people post things, you know, it still can trigger some sadness and sorrow. Absolutely. But where is that peace coming from, Nicole? I sense it it's so obvious that it's coming through.
I have to give the glory to God on that one, because I'd say that he carried me from the outset. So growing up, my parents instilled in us a routine of prayer as family. And then my sisters and I, we would do our own prayer on our own in addition to that. And so God's always been a part of my life. And when I got the initial diagnosis, I actually thought it was just going to be this, that benign, no big deal, like you get polyps removed, you're good to go. And so I went to the follow-up with the gynecologist by myself in another town. My mom offered to come. I'm like, no, it'll just, it's no big deal. And then on the drive home after receiving the news that it looked sinister, I had to pull over to the side of the road, and I was like, what? So I think this is a pivotal moment, and I can't claim it. It has to be from my other way of explaining it, that in that moment, on the side of the road, alone in the car, and just being like, what do I know? I know that I have a Father in heaven who loves me. Mm-hmm. I know that he only wants what's best for me. Mm-hmm. And at that point, we didn't know. We actually thought it was going to be very aggressive and that I would have years, if that sort of thing. Like, it looked really bad. So I believe that there was a miracle in this. But at this point, when I was like, this could be the end of the road, and, like, I know these truths, and I trust my Father in heaven that if he is calling me home through this, then that's what I want too. I don't know that I have the strength to say that today, but in that moment and in those first initial years, that was so much a source for me of this deep confidence in the goodness of God, and that if he wants what's best for me, which I believe is true, then I want his will. And so it wasn't a rejection of it. It was an embracing.
Wow.
Because God only wants what's best, then I want it too. And, like, I don't know that I can say that today with the same depth and confidence as I had back then. I can only say it was by the grace of God that I was able to say those words. And so I faced all three surgeries with, like, I was so calm about it, not a fear, not a single fear, whereas it really shook. I feel like it really shook my family. I know that I'm the oldest of four. I know that my sisters were really concerned. I think it shook my parents. And I know that my husband still is affected by it. So it was the grace of God that I was I was able to do that. Yeah.
Well, and you know, don't underestimate it, because I will tell you, you had that depth of connection with God. It's there. And that's a beautiful thing, Nicole. Hold on to that, because you've obviously had that moment on the side of the road, you and the Lord, and you know, you've never forgotten it. He certainly never forgets it. And so that's a beautiful relationship you have, Nicole. I think there's something very anointed in your journey.
Thank you, Debbie.
Yeah, absolutely.
No, I agree. Nicole, thank you so much for being part of the conversation here. You've really gotten us off to a beautiful start with your call. Our prayers are with you and your husband and all of your, each of your families. And I know Debbie's got to you, all of you folks in the prayer book, Nicole. So thanks for calling, okay? Thank you, Nicole. We're going to go to Kathleen outside Toledo, listening on Annunciation Radio today. Hi, Kathleen. Hello, Kathleen. Are you there? All right.
Kathleen just dropped off.
Yeah.
Call back, Kathleen, from outside of Toledo, Ohio. We're waiting for you, Kathleen. Call back. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. In the meantime, Jer?
Yeah, we're going to go to Belinda in Madisonville, Kentucky, listening on Savior Radio Network. Hi, Belinda.
Hello.
Hi, welcome to the program.
Thank you. I know the pain of infertility, and it's very painful. My husband and I, we got married when I was 26 and he was 24. I came from a Protestant family, became Catholic before marriage, but my grandmother had 11 children, so I was used to being around kids. And when we first were talking of marriage, we decided, he said 4 children, and I said at least 4. And we went through engaged encounter and natural family planning before we got married. So we were ready to welcome a family. And it's interesting you're having this call before Thanksgiving, because I know that we got married in March, and that first Thanksgiving, one of my sister-in-laws announced that she was pregnant, and I just looked at my plate. You know, it was already becoming hard, even though we had not been in the process very long. So it's just, it was great pain going to a Catholic church, seeing all the Catholic, the new families forming. And I'll tell you a funny story. One time we were sitting at the pew, and the family behind us had a little boy that was starting to crawl, and he crawled under the pew. I picked him up, and I said, looked at my husband, and I said, "We finally got one."
Oh, boy.
So it's just, it's painful every month. We do have a happy ending, though. We were able to adopt. We went on all kinds of adoption lists, the state, the finding through personal lawyers and different things, and we finally found a support group that had adopted from Korea. So they were very well informed on how to do the paperwork. We joined that group, went through the paperwork, and we have 2 beautiful children that are now grown adults from Korea. And one of them has given us 2 grandchildren.
Aww.
So we're very blessed.
Nice. Yeah, well, again, just like, our previous caller, Belinda, you are... what you're talking about, is God's will, God's ways, being sometimes a little bit different than ours. And we don't always know what that's going to be. It's a beautiful thing. You and your husband, you went through, you had the preparation, the pre-marriage training, natural family planning and all of that, and the desires. But now, these children that you adopted, who knows what their lives would have been like had you and your husband not been able to adopt them, bring them into your family, give them the upbringing and the lives that you have given them. And now, praise God, you've got the little grandchildren there and hopefully more on the way. So you have an opportunity. Maybe you weren't biological parents, you were adoptive parents, but now you can be biological grandparents and do all of the beautiful grandparent things that you and your husband are going to be able to do.
Yeah. I totally agree. And Belinda, we don't realize, and you shared it, I think, so beautifully from the heart. We don't realize sometimes when these couples are going through all these struggles, how it feels, how it actually feels when they see or hear about somebody else saying they're expecting, or it's traumatizing. It's shocking. It's painful. It's something that is so, you can't describe it. I mean, what are you supposed to do? Yell out to social media or yell out to the world if you're sitting there at an event or a celebration and say, "Hey, can everybody not talk about how excited you are about somebody expecting when we're struggling and hurting inside?" It's such an emotional, psychological, spiritual at times painful thing. And so I just think we have to be really sensitive to that and compassionate and understanding when we are sharing all the good news of things that happen in our life. We have to remember others are hurting. But I share that same excitement for you being grandparents. Belinda, you are awesome. Thank you so much for sharing your story today.
Thank you. And it's just it's preordained that we, yesterday I was listening to, I believe it was Women of Grace that came on before your show.
Belinda, hold that thought for just a second there. We would love to have you share that. Can't wait to hear it. We just have a quick pause here that we give to our stations, the affiliates who carry the program, but we're going to hear that from you on the other side of the break. And then we have Andrew and Jennifer and John here on Take 2 with Jerry and Debbie on EWTN Radio, 833-288-3986, if you'd like to join the conversation. We're happy. happy you're with us here on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you on EWTN Radio, talking today about infertility, challenges, difficulties conceiving. Have you been through that? Maybe it had a, you know, an ending where you were able to conceive, like my parents could not for many years and finally did. Maybe God did not grant you biological children, but you've got some other beautiful joys you can share with us here on the program. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. Belinda is in Madisonville, Kentucky, still with us. And Belinda, sorry about the abrupt break there, but we got to take that. But you were going to share something that you gleaned from Women of Grace with John Williams.
Yes, we had, as I was listening yesterday, I believe it's toward the end of the program, well, toward where I was ending anyway, there was a mother that called in and her daughter was having trouble conceiving and she was just in tears sharing her pain, and I thought, I would like to reach out. And then you had this program today and I just thought, what a God moment mm-hmm. that is, that I do get to share my story and mm-hmm. and tell people that, you know, it's hard. I understand how hard it is. And so I just wanted to leave that comment.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
Well, yeah, and there are no coincidences. You know, Debbie and I could mm-hmm. tell you about hundreds of times mm-hmm. we put topics on the show calendar weeks, sometimes months in advance. And Debbie, how many times do we do a program and somebody calls in and says, you know, this was the timing, you know, mm-hmm. this is sometimes very mm-hmm. providential.
Well, God's using the airwaves. There's no doubt about it. It's his megaphone. And you participated, Belinda, and I'm sure he's very pleased. And thank you for sharing your journey with us. We so appreciate it. I put your whole family, your growing family in the prayer book, okay?
Thank you so much. God bless.
God bless you.
God bless you, too. What a beautiful call.
Yeah, and you know, your show, Take Two, would not be on the air if were it not for you and your prayers and financial support of your local stations and of EWTN. So we congratulate another one of our EWTN radio partners, KDME, serving Fort Madison and West Point, Iowa. They're celebrating 22 years with us this
wow.
week. I remember when they went on the air. Congratulations to Michael Panther, Joe Pites, and their great team at Divine Mercy Educational Radio Association from all of your friends here at EWTN.
Beautiful. And then also, Jerry, would you remind all of our listeners, because we were going to share this at the end of the show, but Matt, our wonderful call screener, wanted to remind everybody about NAPRO technology, which is so incredible.
Yeah, well, Dr. Thomas Hilgers has developed NAPRO technology and Fertility Care Centers of America, which can provide you with the nearest fertility experts that are in line with Catholic teaching. And then there's also Springs in the Desert, which is mm-hmm. a spiritual support system. And I'm going to get, I know it's PopePaulVI.com, I think. For
Pope Paul VI.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Pope Paul, it's St. Paul VI, S-A-I-N-T, Paul VI for the sixth, St. Paul the Sixth Institute.com. It's stpaulvi.com for information about NAPRO technology, and it's springsinthedesert.org for mm-hmm. spiritual support for couples struggling who have struggled with fertility.
And just a couple things. Another shout out to Kathleen outside of Toledo, Ohio. If you want to call back, please do. You have plenty of time. Speaking of Toledo, Ohio, tomorrow starts their 3-day fall pledge drive at Annunciation Radio. I get to be one of the hosts with all their priests. Oh, do I love it. It is so much fun. And so Dave Asherez and the team there at Annunciation do a great job. And again, it's still fall pledge drive season and winter, the end of the year, pledge drives are coming up. Please, when your local listening area comes to you and says, give, because we are listener supportive, please give generously. Catholic Radio is working in the minds and the hearts and the souls of everyone that listens. It's so powerful. Okay, back to the phones we shall go. Andrew in Cleveland, Ohio, listening on The Rock. Hi, Andrew. You're up next. Welcome to Take Two.
Hi. How are you?
Doing well, Andrew. How about you?
Good.
Hello. Good. So what would you like to share with by way of edifying the conversation, Andrew?
I'd like to share a story about, well, two things. My one sister I have four older sisters. I'm the youngest, but youngest only boy. And Well, my one sister had many complications in her pregnancy, and I just want to share just kind of, I guess, how she overcame those, and that there's a difficult pregnancy. Her testament to her, there's difficulties and trials, and but she ultimately, you know, chose life, and I'm just trying to I'm hoping to share this to give hope, and also also for her friend Alex, who is in a difficult situation and is considering she's pregnant but is considering having an abortion. So I don't really know why. I just got out of adoration and I turned on the radio, and this was this caught my attention. So yeah. I just kind of am offering some I guess prayer intentions, and also hope that, you know, that life, every life matters, and there people go through trials, and life is such a gift.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. And, you know, Andrew, you're really shining a light on something here that is a very important component of what we're talking about here today, and that is there are so many, you know, men and women, couples who, you know, want to conceive, try to conceive. They go to a lot of means. Folks always keep it, though, within, you know, the Catholic moral sphere of teaching, who just really do not have that success conceiving. And then they look at, women who do not want their child. There's a lot of reasons, a lot of pressures, and a lot of difficulties, like you said, for some women who find themselves in difficult pregnancies. We always want to pray that they would give life to their child, or, you know, maintain that life and have the child be born. So it's really, it just shines a light, which actually, I'm sure, creates a little bit more pain and difficulty for those couples who are, you know, find themselves unable to conceive. And then hear about those who are perhaps planning an abortion. So we're going to pray. We will definitely.
I know put Debbie's, it in the prayer book.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was going to say Debbie's got this intention in the prayer book, Andrew, already. And we just want to enlist Take Two Family around the world. Let's mobilize in prayer here for this this young lady who is considering terminating her pregnancy because of whatever reasons. We don't know. We don't necessarily need to know. But we just want to definitely pray for that, all of us.
Yeah. Andrew, thank you so much for sharing with us today. You're such a caring brother and friend. It's so obvious. So thank you. God bless you. And please continue to listen to the rest of the show, because I'm sure there's going to be more stories that we can also pray for, and also praise God for wonderful endings to so many of these journeys. Thank you, Andrew. Okay, Jennifer's up next, Jerry, in Texas on Sirius XM 130. Jennifer, you've been so patiently waiting. Welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you so much. I just wanted to throw an option, which, of course, is adoption. And I worked for Catholic Charities as their adoption director for East Europe for 15 years.
Wow.
We had incredible success with a lot of prayer over each parent, single or a couple, be sure that I found the right child and it would work for them. And in my personal life, I saw a child on 60 Minutes and knew I had to get a child. Wasn't trying to have children, but I needed to get that boy. I felt 100% that he was my son. So in going there, that started a program for Catholic Charities. They asked me if I would do Europe, and being a social worker, going there and starting up various programs across a number of countries. And I have to tell you that the people who went for adoption were the most blessed, loving, wonderful couple. Never had a single issue. The children all came out very well. And my two are the same. They adjusted their resilience, and mine were older. Most people want infants, so we also had infant programs. And I keep in touch with most of most all of them, but there was over 800 that I played in Russia and Yugoslavia, and most of them are adults now and have graduated from colleges and have got married and highly successful situations. Except, there are couples that chose children with difficulties, and those people are just angels for taking those kids. But the majority wanted healthy as young as possible, or even newborn, and they were able to be there when the children were born. Mm-hmm. And I have to say, it's a wonderful experience. We, at the time, didn't ask for any money to do this, so anybody could, and the success was incredible. Now, I don't know if they have the program, government different closures, and if it's the same, if it's affordable for people to do it, because you had to go to court in those countries to process the document. But just wanted to say, adoption is a great option.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
A parent with patience and understanding and love, it's going to go well. And you'll go through a little bit of trauma with the older one, but you'll come through it. And they will too. And that was all I wanted to say.
Wow. Jennifer, we're so glad that you called because, the role that you played was such a beautiful, beautiful role. You have on the one hand, really on both ends of the spectrum, the parent and the child, you have the parents who have the desire for kids. They have all that love to give, mm-hmm. that joy that they anticipate having children, maybe are having difficulty doing so. But on the other side, you've got these children who, get a beautiful blessing in their lives, maybe a whole entirely different life than they otherwise would live if they were not adopted by a certain couple or a family. So mm-hmm. you were the facilitator, Jennifer, of some very, very beautiful gifts, and I know God is very, very pleased with that, Debbie.
And I totally agree, Jerry. And as you were sharing, Jennifer, real quickly, all I could see on the screen is that you placed helped to place 800 children, and I hope someday, Jennifer, when you reach your eternal rewards, that God lets you see all those beautiful 800 lights that you helped to give families to. Jennifer, that is awesome. What a beautiful work you have been in and the ministry. And I just wish abundant blessings for you, Jennifer.
Oh, thank you. And I wish abundant blessings on all the families. And I did throw in when I was talking to the call gentleman that a number of families, quite a few, ended up getting pregnant after I already adopted them kids more. Some mm-hmm. people took 8 kids, but they absolutely, their physicality changed and they were pregnant with their biological children, and that all blended well in the family.
Yep. We've heard that many times. We've done this show before, and we've heard that many times. It's so true. It's so interesting how things, shift a bit, and then it changes, and then they're able to conceive, and wow. Incredible. Life is definitely a roller coaster ride. It's an adventure, like Bishop Barron said. So, Jennifer, thank you so much. We appreciate the call today. We're going to get back to some more of your calls in a moment, Jerry, but I do need to share this with our wonderful Take Two family. The Sunrise Morning Show is tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. Eastern Time on EWTN Radio. Anna Mitchell and Matt Swaim start your day with news and interviews with a Catholic perspective.
Very good. Well, we got John, Jake, and Julietta, the three J's. We're going to try to get to all of you before the end of the show. John is next in order in Chicago, listening on, or actually watching on YouTube. Hi, John. Welcome.
Hi, John.
Hi, Jerry. Hi, Debbie. Just wanted to do two things with my call. Number one, Jerry, you've been saying that you've been willing to take intentions on your pilgrimage in the coming holiday.
Yes.
And I wrote you yesterday, and you've written me back twice. It's been a wonderful experience. Thank you for doing that. And I have added
your
friend, Father White, to my rosary intentions today.
Oh,
thank you for doing all that.
Yeah.
the one thing I did want to talk about a bit was I'm not having problems having children being a single man, but my parents did for many years. And they made a promise back in the 50s and 60s to pray to St. Gerard Majella, who is the patron saint of pregnant women, that if they were given a family through his intercession and his prayers, that they would name all the children after him. So I can honestly say St. Gerard helps those that need this help. My name's John Gerard, and my sister is Jerry Ann, which is Gerard Ann, and my brother is James Gerard. He really came through for us, so I wanted to just pass that along, and hopefully somebody will find the same luck my parents had having the three of us.
Well, real quickly, I just have to add this, and I know Jerry will, too, because of his name and also that you shared that you emailed Jerry and he responded back. He's so good about doing that. But, John, I just want to affirm there must have been something that was going on that was taught in the 50s and the 60s to go to St. Gerard, because my mother-in-law did the exact same thing to have children. And she promised to name all of the kids their middle name Gerard. So my husband's name is Martin Gerard. His brother is Jeffrey Gerard. His other brother who passed away is Doug Gerard. So there must have been something. So I just want to affirm and confirm that St. Gerard is definitely active in this area. Jerry, and you're named Gerard.
My name is Gerard. Gerard Joseph Harrison, the two middle names after my two grandfathers. But interesting, John, that my bishop in Orlando is John Gerard Noonan, so he shares your first and middle name as well.
Very cool. Very cool. And just
that.
In addition to that, I was born 3 months premature back in 63, which was, well, let me put it this way. I was born and baptized within 2 minutes. They didn't expect me to live.
Oh, wow.
Put St. Gerard medal on the isolette that I was in. And, well, I'm still hanging around. So he helped us even more than we thought he did.
He certainly did. Yeah.
Very cool. Very cool.
Well, great, John. Good to hear from you on the program. And thank you for your emails. I'm definitely going to take all of your intentions with me on my Thanksgiving pilgrimage to holy places in Canada, including the Oratory of St. Joseph. John, thank you. Have a blessed day. Will you do that for us?
And I'll do my best. And you do the best, too. And be safe on your trip. Have some fun along with it.
Thank you.
Thanks, John.
Yeah, what John's referring to, I'm going to a Montreal area over Thanksgiving break from the seminary to go to the Oratory of St. Joseph, where I will pray for your intentions, if you'd like me to St. Joseph, St. Andre Bessette, whose tomb is there. A little ways away from that is the tomb of St. Kateri Tekakwitha, and St. Anne de Beaupre is not too far away. I'm going to make a Thanksgiving break pilgrimage. Email me your intentions at seminaryjerry@gmail.com. That's seminaryjerry@gmail.com. I've heard from, I think, a few hundred people now.
Yeah. I have a bunch of messages for you, too. I was going to put them all in one email. There's a ton coming in on this our side, too, on the Jerry and Debbie side. So that's another thing, too. They can go on Jerry and Debbie Facebook and put it there, too, and we'll retrieve them for you, Jerry.
Okay.
You're going to probably take thousands, plus our whole Take Two prayer book. So there you go, Jerry.
That's right.
Okay, Jake is up next in San Antonio, Texas, on our friends at Guadalupe Radio Network. Hi, Jake. Welcome.
Hello.
Hi,
hello.
Jake. Thanks
you
for
go
calling.
Right ahead.
Go right ahead.
Yeah, I'm trying to, me and my wife have a baby, but it's not really working for us. I'm new to being a Catholic. I'm not really a Catholic yet. I never got confirmed or baptized or nothing, but I've been going to Mass for like maybe 6 months. And I heard everybody talking about St. Gerard. I don't really know what it means to have to or to how to pray to him. Maybe you could explain me that a little better.
Sure. St. Gerard is the patron saint of expectant mothers, and a lot of women who are trying to conceive go to him. He's one of the saints, canonized saints in heaven. And there's a story about apparently while visiting a family, Saint Gerard accidentally dropped his handkerchief and a young girl ran after him to return it. He told her, keep it, you may need it someday. And years later, that same girl who is now married went into a difficult labor and was near death. She remembered Saint Gerard's words and she asked her family to bring the handkerchief. As soon as it was placed on her, the dangerous complication ceased. She delivered a healthy baby. So that is kind of why, not kind of why, but definitely why St. Gerard is the patron of such situations and such cases. So, Jake, I know Debbie would join me in encouraging you to pray to St. Gerard, but also... Well,
there's the novenas. Ahead. There's novenas, I just want to say real quickly. Jake, if you go online, just type in St. Gerard Magella Novena, okay? And there's novenas there that you and your wife should start praying right now if you want to invoke his intercession and his activity in your life. Go ahead, Jerry. I just wanted to get that in real quickly.
Well, Jake, I was just going to mention the website that we talked about earlier, too. There are very healthy Catholic, you know, moral, healthy ways of people who are struggling to have children to gain fertility. And if you go to the website, St. Paul, S Saint is spelled out S-A-I-N-T, the name Paul, P-A-U-L, and then V-I, St. Paul V-I. It's for St. Paul the Sixth Institute. They offer what they call NAPRO technology. Time won't allow us to get into what that is about right now, but a lot of couples like yourself, Jake, have found a lot of great success in going to that institute for help in conceiving children. What do you think?
What do I think?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you think you...
that's a lot of good stuff. I'll look into it all.
Okay. And don't lose hope, Jake. Don't lose hope. And really cling to your wife in deep prayer, very deep prayer, and really keep moving forward in your spiritual life and coming into the church, Jake. That is so important. And that's what God wants for you. He wants all of you. And that is so so crucial to this journey, Jake. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Lots of prayers for you, Jake. Yeah,
yes, lots. Oh, I put you all in the book. They're in the book.
Good. Well, we'll wrap up as promised with Julietta in Springfield, Missouri, listening on the EWTN app. Hi, Julietta.
Hello.
Hello there. You're on the air. Go right ahead.
Yes. I can't really hear you, but anyways, I was listening to you guys yesterday, and then you guys said that you guys were going to do this today. And I was like, oh, maybe I can, call. Hopefully they'll take my call. Mm-hmm. Anyways, my story is that I married my husband, my second husband, when I was 38. And I don't have any kids. And Lord knows that I wanted just one kid. I said, while I'm here, I want one. And we have tried everything that we could. And he was on active duty and I was in the reserve back then in Virginia. And I also had a civilian job. But we have tried. He has two kids from his previous, so I took them in as my kids, of course. And then there's some health issues. I had health issues that prevents me from, not prevents, but really hard time of conceiving. Then when him and I both retired, left the Navy, we were thinking about where to go, and we settled to come to Missouri because this is where he's from. And one day, we were sitting on the couch, and I said, something tells me to stop taking what I was taking for my health because I might be pregnant. I was 3 weeks late on my period, and I've been late before, So it didn't really register to me until that voice told me that night. And I told my husband, I said, honey, I said, I think you need to go to the store and get some pregnancy test. He didn't ask any questions.
Real
he
quickly, Juliet, we're almost out of time.
He came back with two, and we were pregnant.
No.
And yes, after so many years of trying, and then he was born premature. He was 5.5 weeks late.
Juliet,
early.
On that note, I apologize profusely. We are just simply out of time. You hear the closing music there, but we are overjoyed to hear that you were able to conceive and have that beautiful boy, even though he was premature. We hope everything went okay after that, and we will keep you and him and your husband and all in our prayers.
Amen.
We're just simply out of time for today's topic. Tomorrow, we're going to talk about second chances. When have you taken advantage of a second chance? That'll be on tomorrow's broadcast. Thanks to the show team, Matt, Michael, and Rich. Thank you, Take Two Family. Until tomorrow, have a most beautiful and blessed day. We'll talk to you real soon.